people in my memory as bum or bomb. In other words, when you take, he was a very good moving picture photographer, and I can remember showing the pictures of that he took in Europe after he visited there shortly after the war, and him referring to these just ruins as the bum damage, you know, that someone who didn't know about it would think that it was, you know, the aftermath of an American, of a season of American tourists. And who knows, he might have, you know, missed a plow just that.
Right. Okay, well, let me see. We got the roof up there. What about the what about the little things along along the edge of the roof that carry the water? What about the part that hangs over the side of the house?
What about the eaves?
Yeah, that's right. Well, then what about, usually there's something that carries water off.
Gutters.
They call that the gutter. Mm-hmm. Okay, any other names for that besides the gutter?
Can you think of any offhand?
Okay. Well, sometimes you have something in an attic or at the top of a house where you have maybe like an L. And
an L?
Yeah. And where you have maybe two pieces of a roof come together. What do you call that?
It all depends, because I immediately start trying to think of roof structures. Now, you see, I just, did you hear that then? I said roof structures.
Yeah.
When I think, I don't know, maybe I say roof, but then someone says, how do you say?
It might be a matter of different styles.
It might be. It's sort of like that I'm sitting in a rocker, and I would tell a kid it's a rocking chair.
Mm-hmm.
It might be just in different environments I'd use different pronunciation, but then I really don't know. Do you mean an architectural term for the joining of two?
Well, what I'm thinking of is you have I don't even know what this question is about. I'm gonna have to skip it.
Oh, go ahead and ask the question. I'll try to be honest.
No, I can't figure out exactly what it is they're trying to ask here. I can't visualize it myself. They say they want to know if you have a place where two roofs join. Okay. You have where the two come together. Now, all I can think of is maybe if you have one of those projections.
At an angle,
what do you call that? Another way of coming up with the word it looks like they're asking for here is if what they're interested in is pronunciation. I don't know if it's pronunciation or not, but if it is, you could say that we live in the Savannah River what?
Area.
Area, okay. Uh-huh. But there's lots of hills around there. We have lots of hills that come together to
form a valley?
They form a valley, okay.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think that that's really what they want. But anyway, we got that word out.
mm-hmm.
Okay, well, now out in back of your house, maybe not here in the city. I don't know, maybe you have one here in the city. Mm-hmm. You might have a place where you store tools or wood.
A tool house.
Mm-hmm. A tool house.
Yeah, we have one.
You did, here in the city?
Yeah, uh-huh.
What about out at your farm? You have a tool house out there?
No, I have a bunch of outbuildings.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that they all store many things. Most of them, the Maltham variety. But then quite valuable, really. I've been able to sort of, you know, scrounge around among the outbuildings and find many valuable things, both of use and for decor to keep up with sort of my, you know, kind of